The mindfulness of feelings and feeling tones practice. Take a little time to settle in the posture you've chosen, whether you're on a chair or on a cushion. Carefully adjust your posture to support a feeling of alertness. Be careful not to introduce any undue tension. Allow your eyes to close if it's comfortable to do so, or if you prefer, leave them open, letting your gaze fall unfocused a comfortable distance in front of you. Take a moment to remind yourself of your intentions. Firstly, to use this time to meditate, not to daydream or problem solve. If this does happen, then resolve to gently return your attention to the practice. Secondly, remember to be kind to yourself and your wandering mind. Now begin paying attention to the physical sensations in your body right now. What's most present for you? Perhaps it's the feeling of the point of contact with a chair or cushion, or the sensation of your weight where your feet touch the floor. Whatever you're sensing, take a few moments to explore and be curious. Now, when you're ready, start to become more aware of the physical sensations around your breath and breathing. Check out in which part of your body you feel breathing most vividly. It might be the nose, in the throat, the chest, or it might be in your belly as it rises and falls. Choose one area and rest your attention there. Pay attention to your breathing cycle. See what it's like to hold your attention for a full in-breath and for a full out-breath, perhaps noticing the pauses between each breath as well. There's no need to control your breathing in any way. Just follow it with your attention, however it is. And of course, by now, you'll probably have noticed your mind has become distracted by a sensation in the body, or perhaps some thoughts about the past or the present. Maybe you are planning or replaying something that happened earlier in the day. It's important to regard this as entirely natural. Our minds will wander. When you notice your attention is no longer on the breath, let go of any self-criticism and rather, with a kindly attitude, escort your attention back to the breath or the anchor you have chosen. Do this each time you become aware you are no longer focused on your anchor. I'd like to invite you now to begin exploring what you're receiving through your senses. In this practice, our senses include our thoughts and emotions, as well as sight, sound, taste, touch, and sense of smell. What we are trying to discern is our first reaction to whatever we find. We could say it's the taste or tone of each experience. It's our instant reaction before we even begin to think about it or analyze it. Let's begin by opening up our awareness to sensations arising in our bodies. Take a few moments to notice where your attention is drawn to. It's likely that this may be to a discomfort, or it may be to a feeling of ease somewhere in the body. What's your reaction when you encounter each sensation? Try to simply give each reaction one of the following labels: pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. There's no need to analyze or second guess. No need to even be correct every time or perfect. Your perceptions are what they are. If you get lost, of course, come back to your anchor, come back to the breath, and steady yourself. We might also notice what our reactions are to the different feeling tones we experience. Perhaps we notice pushing away or ignoring unpleasant feelings. Perhaps we find ourselves wanting to dwell longer with the pleasant feelings. Stay with the body, noticing the sensations, labeling your reactions, your feelings. And when you're ready, now shift your attention to what you're receiving through your sense of sight. Of course, this may not be much with your eyes closed. Perhaps it's more of a neutral feeling tone. Or perhaps there is a sensation you can label as pleasant or unpleasant. And let's shift our attention to hearing now, noticing sounds coming to us, noticing how our mind may go out and think about the sounds. Sounds outside the building, sounds inside the building or your room. Perhaps even sounds in your body. And what is your reaction to these sounds? Are there sounds that you find to be pleasant? Maybe there are sounds that you find unpleasant. Sounds that you have not much reaction to and are neutral. spend a little time paying attention to the sounds you are receiving and labeling your reactions. Pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Bringing our attention back to hearing if it's wandered, remembering to be kind to ourselves, we can let go of noticing hearing, and I invite you to begin to focus on taste and odor, the sense of smell. What are you picking up? Perhaps not very much, maybe fairly neutral. Or perhaps there's some smell of some cooking, a fragrance perhaps. How would you label your reaction? Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And when you feel ready, begin to turn your attention away from the sensation of smell, of taste, and begin to pay attention to any thoughts or emotions that might be present for you. Perhaps you're a little bit bored and find impatient thoughts running around. Maybe your mind is busy with thoughts and you feel overwhelmed. Whatever you're feeling, could you contact it rather than analyze it? And again, label it unpleasant, pleasant, or neutral. Try as best you can not to get caught up in the thoughts, not to get entangled in the emotions. Rather, witnessing them come and go in the greater field of awareness. As ever, if you get lost, feel free to return to your anchor, the breath, if you're using the breath for an in-breath or an out-breath or two, and then return to paying attention to thoughts and emotions that may be present for you. In this next step, if you feel able to, begin to drop the focus on any particular sensation, part of the body, and open up to any and all sensations, thoughts, and emotions that arise in awareness and call for your attention. Sitting as a witness to the comings and goings of these phenomena. Notice our feeling tone towards them. Be it a sensation in the body, a memory, a visual sensation, a sound, or an emotion. Labeling each of them, if you find it useful to do so. As we approach the end of this practice, bring your attention back to the breath, back to your anchor, reconnecting with the breath and the body, checking in with yourself, and how are things now? Now, if it's comfortable for you, you might want to appreciate yourself a little for taking this time to explore your experience and to nurture yourself. You might find it useful to repeat the following phrases. May my efforts lead to wisdom. May my efforts lead to peace. May my efforts benefit all beings. May my efforts lead to wisdom. May my efforts lead to peace. May my efforts benefit all beings. Now take a little time to transition from this practice into the rest of the day. Move your body as it needs to move. Open your eyes slowly. Take in the room, the light around you. and move to connect with the rest of your day.